Good morning.
Good morning.
You can open your Bibles to chapter 15 in the book of Romans. We'll be taking a look at verses 22 through 33. And I titled this Paul's Itinerary to Spain. And Paul had now, as we saw it, preached the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, to most of the known world. The only area left was to the west, or the furthest reaches of the Roman Empire, and that was known as Spain. Paul had told us in verse 20 of this chapter, and he said, "And so I have made it my aim to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation." So Paul knew God's will for him, as he was told he would suffer for Christ's sake, and he was constantly being led by the Holy Spirit. He shared with us in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, he said, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." And Paul knew God's will for him. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope that he gave Paul of the resurrection of Jesus Christ." So Paul, now ready to go to Jerusalem and then on to Rome and later Spain, and he is going to now share that with the Roman church through this epistle. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, it says, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." And in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24, it says, "A man's steps are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way?" So Paul will share his plan, but God will direct his path. And the timing of each step that Paul took is ordained. And we saw that in the book of Acts. So let's read through these verses. "For this reason, I also have been much hindered from coming to you. But now, no longer having a place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come to you, whenever I journey to Spain, I shall come to you. For I hope to see you on my journey, and to be helped on my way there by you, if first I may enjoy your company for a while. But now I am going to Jerusalem to minister to the saints, for it pleased those from Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor among the saints who are in Jerusalem. It pleased them indeed, and they are their debtors. For if the Gentiles have been partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister to them in material things. Therefore, when I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I shall go by way of you to Spain. But I know that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, that I may come to you with joy by the will of God, and may be refreshed together with you. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, we just give you thanks for this building to meet in, Father. We thank you for this time of fellowship that we have, and just being able to come together, Father, to learn more about you. And Father, as we look at Paul and his plans, Father, I would just ask that you open our eyes to see what you're doing in our lives. And Father, that you would guide us. If there's anything here, Father, that you want us to recall, to know, that I ask you just speak to us through your Spirit, Father. And we thank you for everything you do. In Jesus' name, amen. "For this reason, I also have been much hindered from coming to you." So Paul, nearing the end of this long letter, this epistle that he's written to Rome, writing to the Christians, and he has just revealed that his mission from God has been to take the gospel to people who have never heard about Christ. His particular quest is to introduce the gospel to regions where Christ has never been preached. In that way, Paul saw his work as a fulfillment of ancient prophecies. And we saw this with Isaiah, if you recall, in Isaiah 52, 15. It says, so shall he sprinkle many nations, kings shall shut their mouths at him, for what had not been told them they shall see, and what they had not heard they shall consider. Paul had brought this out earlier. So for the reason of preaching Christ to those who have never heard the gospel, the Gentiles, thus Paul was sidetracked in getting to see his brethren in Rome. And through this, we saw Paul was also guided by the Holy Spirit to where he was to go. We saw this in Acts chapter 16, verse 6. It says, now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. And in verse 7, he goes on, after that, after they had come to Mysia, they tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. But Paul also was given a vision to lead him to where he was going to be going. In verse 8 of that same chapter, so passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Paul being led by the Spirit, but also there were other circumstances on why he didn't get to Rome right.